Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone. And so glad that you are joining us here in this afternoon and restarting your day in a positive way with the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that you have several choices out there and I appreciate you spending time with us here. We've got Sherry here. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm fantastic.
All right. And we've got Jennifer.
Hello. How are you?
Great. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's good over here.
Very good. And I have Francis Starr here with us in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you. I know. It's interesting. We have your commercial on, but you have just keep blossoming into this next thing that you keep. I think of all my friends, somebody that has grown and really excelled to the next level, I think of you.
Oh, seriously.
So, again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, Francis is with Functional Diagnostic Nutritionist. That's what you do, right?
Right.
I mean, we're going to talk to you a little bit about it, and we're going to find out where you're taking it to that next step. And so I'm excited to hear kind of about that. She's going to give some phone consultations away. Is that what you do, phone consultations?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, I want you to write down this phone number, 419-0008. If this is your first time tuning in with us, we have a 6 to 7 show every Saturday morning. That is about waking up and starting your day in a positive way. And we've got a newsletter now. I'd love you to be a part of that. And hear about all the great people that we have supporting and that we're, working with. And
I love your newsletter, by the way.
Thank you.
It's just nice to see who's coming on and what's going on. So I think that's great.
Thank you.
It gives me an opportunity to share easier, too. It just makes sharing so much easier. Have you noticed on my Facebook page?
Yeah,
I've been sharing.
And I thank you for that. In fact, Facebook, become one of our friends on there. We are always doing giveaway alerts on there. We've got tons of things that we're giving away. And again, I want you to remind you of our phone number here. All you have to do is give us a call all the way through the show and leave us your name and your number and let us know what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. Tom, what are we giving away?
We have a lot of great prizes. How about Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library passes there. A little bit of food for you, too. Noah's Bagels, a free dozen bagels. Chick-fil-A, love that place, in Oxnard. And Red Brick Pizza for food, too. Great pizza from Red Brick. 11th annual Cal State University Channel Islands annual alumni and friends at Dodger Stadium Day. Want to go out to that one? Get a bus ride out there, the ticket, a shirt, some swag, and a lot of fun.
There you go. Did you mention the Camarillo Chili Cook-Off?
I was just about to.
Okay. and that's coming up Sunday, August 31st, and that's 11 to 4 over at the Camarillo Ranch. We've got tickets for that. And, of course, we've got tickets to Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, 3rd annual Brewfest, and that's August 28th, and that is from 4 to 8 over right behind the library over there. So we got tickets for all that stuff, and we've got a couple giveaways from Francis here. So, and Francis will explain what that's all about, but if you're not feeling good and you're just putting up with it, No. You don't have to do that anymore, because Francis is going to get to the bottom of it. And there's an easy way to do it. So I want you to stay around, and we're going to talk with her. Also, we are going to be talking about the Camaro Air Show, and that is coming up. It's here. And we're going to be talking a little bit with Norm Hall about that. And then we're going to talk to Carol Whitaker about her book, Ridiculously Happy, The Secret of Magnifying the Life and Body of Your Dreams. That's what this show is all about. I love that title. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So I hope you can listen, learn, and laugh with us. And that's what this is all about. So thank you so much for joining us here on AM 1590 KVTA. And thank you for making us one of your favorites. That's what we do here. This is what it's all about. So anyways, let's start off with Francis Starr. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're talking about today.
Okay, well, I practice functional diagnostic nutrition.
What is that?
I just call myself a functional nutritionist, a health coach. I came up with this one the other day, a health restoration specialist.
Oh, I like that. Kind of like restore your body,
Yeah, get it back to its original condition, right?
I love it.
After years of stress and wear and tear, right? So you've got to, or what I do is I help my clients get to the root cause. So whether they're suffering from fatigue, insomnia, weight gain, anxiety, depression, all of those things that can be linked to stress. I work with them to identify what are the underlying causes. A lot of times, you know, cortisol, adrenal dysfunction, hormone imbalance, and I look at the digestion. If we're not absorbing our, we may be eating all the right foods, but if we aren't absorbing our nutrients, detoxification. So those are some of the things I do. We go and identify where there are some internal hidden stressors on the body. And then put together a personalized protocol for that person. I work with them to change their diet, change their lifestyle, and incorporate the right foods that are right for them.
Some food can be poisonous to us, right?
Right. And so that's kind of the topic of today's conversation. In fact, I wish I would have brought it. I was just in CTW Magazine, the Connect to Wellbeing.
Yes.
I meant to bring you guys a copy, and I totally forgot. I was so bummed. So Ann Castle has this great magazine, Connect to Wellbeing. It used to be called YHC, Your Health Connection. And
she does a great job.
I didn't know there was a change in name.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Sherry, have you written for them before?
A bunch of times. Okay. But I had no idea. When did they change the name?
I think it's just been the last 2 months.
Oh, cool.
The last two issues.
Great.
So the two faces of food is what my article is about. And, you know, because food is really meant to nourish our bodies and not just to fill our bellies, right? And so, you know, I talk about the two faces and that, you know, they're, you know, as I just said, food could either be building your health or tearing it down. And learning to identify. Go ahead.
Well, one thing we know now is that we have neurotransmitters in our gut.
Yes.
And there's a lot more talk about that with all the holistic nutritionists and so forth and doctors that are focusing on, you know, Eastern, Western. I work in addiction. That's one of my specialties. And I know depression and anxiety can be underneath.
Yes.
You know, addiction, as we know. So what are some, you know, I would love to know, you know, what can you suggest? What foods for those issues?
Well, first of all, identify if you have any food sensitivities and digestive issues going on. Food sensitivities are huge, gluten intolerance. If you can't afford to get a food sensitivity test, and I'll talk about the difference between an allergy and a sensitivity testing, do an elimination diet. Eliminate the most common foods like dairy, eggs, soy, gluten, and corn are the most common offenders. And so removing those foods for a period of time, you know, 10 days minimum, and then introduce them one at a time for a few days and pay attention. It's not just a digestive issue that could come up. It could be headaches, joint pain, other types of inflammation, mood, your anxiety and things. And so you might just bring back dairy, for example, for a couple of days, and then see what happens before you introduce the next food and the next. And if you notice something, then stop eating it. Taking it's like medicine, right? So, and what you're saying, Sherry, is absolutely correct. 90% of our serotonin is manufactured within our gut. And so that's one of the first things I do when I'm working, as I mentioned, with clients who have anxiety and depression. Of course, I have them work when they need to with their therapists and things like that. But on the nutrient side, we want to build up that digestive system and get it working so it's manufacturing neurotransmitters. And then, of course, we can go into testing, neurotransmitter testing and things like that.
Wow, I love it. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Sherry, we've got Jennifer, Frances Starr is here with us. We're talking right now about the two faces of food, and is the food you're eating building your health or breaking it down? You know what? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now to give out a couple gift certificates to a consultation with her, Frances. And she can kind of get to the root of the problem, and we can, you know, you can feel better. That's what this is all about. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name and your number. And let's just say Frances Starr, that's who you want to talk to. So we can get you in touch with her, and you can win. What we'll do is have one of our team members get back with you and let you know that you are entered. So we've got Tom here, and I thank you again for tuning in with us. So tell us, so what is that actually? I mean, you know, you said if you can't get tested, you know, you could do the elimination kind of thing. Is that working? Is that as pretty as effective?
Well, it can be, but it's not going to be 100%, you know. And even, well, yeah, it's not going to be 100%. So,
go ahead. Sherry mentioned she deals with addiction, and that is the root of a lot of overeating. But I do think sometimes, even probably for myself, it's bad habits. It's things that you have done for so long that, like dessert. As an adult, you really don't need dessert every night, but as a child, you always had it. So it's a habit that you've created over the years. So what are things that you could do to sort of break those habits that you should not be doing as an adult to eat healthier? Like just some rules that you should always follow.
Great, great question.
Well, a couple of things. Make a plan. Have a plan. Only have in the house what you want to eat, okay? So have a prepare and plan. Plan your menu out. Plan for a sweet treat. Berries. I mean, strawberries are so, you know, so sweet and so wonderful. Find a fruit that you enjoy to replace it. And sometimes it's habit, like you said, that's a big point. But sometimes if our body's out of balance, if we are having blood sugar fluctuations, if our hormones are out of balance and we're having a lot of adrenal dysfunction, we'll crave sugar. We'll crave gluten. Or processed foods, if you will. Well, because they turn into sugar, right? Breads
so
and
we
whatnot.
Crave
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the reason.
So that can be an underlying cause of some of the cravings. It's not just, and you combine that with habit, and now people feel like they're out of control. So that's some of the things that I help them with.
And wow. I want people cross addict. You know, people that struggle with addiction, sometimes they give up one addiction and then they go to the other addiction. So I'm sure you see a lot of people that have given up drugs and alcohol, and now they're all of a sudden gaining weight because they're craving sugar.
Sure, absolutely.
So that's often common. What about vitamins? And do you work with vitamins
yes.
as well? You know, I had an interesting experience. B12 kind of helped with anxiety.
Oh.
Don't know why, but all I know is it works.
Well, it kind of levels you. I have heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure that I'm prepared to speak to that at the very moment.
Yeah,
because your body was needing a nutrient. You're low on a nutrient. It's needing a nutrient. And that just goes to show you that, you know, when we aren't, our bodies are not getting the nutrients that it needs, then we don't have the ability to manufacture or have that good cell health and have the entire balance, right?
Right, right. Yeah. You know, I want to speak to this. Okay, so you have a great website. You always have like really good, healthy, you know, recipes and menus and all that. That's really what this is all about, is clean eating. Everything in life has kind of changed with getting rid of the processed food and really clean eating, knowing what the recipe is, understanding what you're eating, correct? And that's kind of the line where you're at. Is that
right.
True?
It really is about clean eating. And then I have to still focus on the food sensitivity, because if you are truly sick, or if you are having some sort of a symptom, then just clean eating may not be enough for you.
Oh.
So we have to identify where the imbalance is, support it with diet, changing the diet. There are specific foods that might work better for something. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so Sherry, and I do want to give out, let's just put the phone number out there one more time, 419-0008, 419-0008. I'm going to give away, thank you so much, another gift certificate to work with Frances Starr. And just leave us your name and number and mention Frances Starr so that you are able to find out what food is hurting you and find out the food and the health that can actually build you up.
And do you work with children as well that might be having some food issues?
That's actually how she started, right?
Yeah, actually it is. It was my teenage daughter who took me from just being let's say just being, but I was a health coach, and then I took myself deeper into the process and was able to bring in the functional nutrition because my daughter had so many, she was having anxiety, depression, and mostly it was the headaches. And traditional medicine was not helping her, and it ended up being food sensitivities. It was the dairy and the eggs. Once we pulled that out, her headaches went away, and she had suffered for 3 months and was on her way to being put on medication.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Definitely happy to know you, and hopefully can have you work with some of my clients.
Yeah. Oh.
And what is the difference between a food allergy and a food sensitivity? My son is allergic to nuts. But what's the difference with a food sensitivity?
So there are, it's a different antibody that's reacting. So there's an IgE antibody, and that's the antibody that reacts to, like, your, when you're having that kind of reaction, we can go in anaphylactic shock. So it's an immediate reaction. And your IgG is a different antibody, and it's a slower reaction. So it's not deadly, but it causes damage over time. And so that would be, so it's a completely different test.
That's interesting. Okay. You know what, Frances, give out your number again. I'm so glad that you're a part of our show. And give out your number and your website, please.
Okay. It's numbers 805-277-1977. My website is coreelementswellness.com. And if you go there now, you can get a free ebook. I have Clean Eating 101. It's 3 days of healthy eating and gives you kind of an introduction into this whole concept as well of functional nutrition, functional medicine, you know, kind of the concept of what that's about. But you've got fabulous recipes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, smoothies for 3 days, and it's free.
There you go.
Sign up.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. Thank you, Frances, for great information. You know, it really is. It's about, you know, really investing in yourself, and that's what you've done, and that's what you're helping everyone. Our next guest is Norm Hall, and we're going to be talking about 2014 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and that's happening right now. It's coming up here. So what I want to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and let's give something away. How about, some Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That is a project of Camarillo Hospice, Sunday, August 31st. That's 11 to 4 at the Camarillo Ranch House. And there's going to be food, and there's going to be music, car show, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, fun things for the kids. It's $10 if you don't win it here. But I would love to... give some tickets away. So 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, for active military and kids are under 10 are free. So stay with us. We'll come right back. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. And we've got Sherry and Jennifer and Francis and Tom. And our next guest is Norm Hall. And if you hear all those planes going on and everything, it's happening right now, the 2014 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And that is today and tomorrow, 12 to 4:30. You want to get out there. It is amazing. So, Norm, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, well, thank you. So tell us, what is your background and what's your responsibility for the air show?
Well, I've been flying since the early 80s. I flew for the government, and I have 10,000 hours. And I am used to be the air boss, but I gave that up, and I am the air operations director for the show at the current time.
Oh, and so that's an important task.
Yes, it's a full-time thing. We start just a couple of weeks after the show ends working on the next one. So it's almost a year-round thing.
Wow.
Anymore.
How many shows has there been?
Well, there's a little conflict there, but let's just say there's 34.
Mm.
That'll be pretty close. We have a hard time grasping that there's no records kept, so...
Okay.
About 34 years, Kim.
Okay, great. And so tell us a little bit about what's the headliners for the show?
The headliners is Judy Phelps. She's a member of the women's group, the 99s. She's from Santa Paula, and she will be doing an aerobatic routine in a Pitts aircraft. And then we have Dr. D, who has a clipped wing Taylor craft that's kind of like a Piper Cub. And he does a low-level, very neat aerobatic routine, and he does part of it with his engine off. And then we have Vicki Benzing. She's up from the Pine Mountain Lake area. She has an extra 300, which is a competition aerobatic aircraft, and she is top-notch. She has lots of awards and has flown a lot of different airplanes. She is just outstanding as an aerobatic performer. And then our main headliner is Chuck Aaron. Chuck Aaron is the only person in the U.S. to have an FAA ticket for aerobatics in a helicopter.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Chuck will be here doing helicopter aerobatics. And if you haven't seen that, you won't believe what you're looking at. He's absolutely fabulous. And it's the Red Bull helicopter, sponsored by Red Bull.
No, it sounds like there's a lot of things to see up in the sky. Will any of the planes be on the ground for people to look at and get up close to?
Yes, we have a lot of displays, and unlike a lot of air shows, you can get right up close to them, touch some of them, and talk to the pilots on the ground. We'll probably have 100, 125 so aircraft on the ground for displays.
Oh,
unfortunately,
wow.
We won't have any military aircraft to speak of because of the sequestration, and they can't provide any assist in that. But we have some older airplanes, Korean War, Vietnam War vintage, a couple of Hawker Hunters, and a Russian L-39 trainer, and some things like that.
And will the hot air balloon make it out there?
The hot air balloon will be here, and in fact, if it all works out, we may have two of them.
Oh, wow. So, how great. Those, I love to see those. Those are amazing.
Yeah. Now, okay, so where do we buy our tickets, and can we still get them at the door?
Okay, you can get them at the door, but the easy way is to go online at wingsovercamarillo.com and get them online, and that'll be right up to showtime on Saturday.
How about the hot air balloons?
There'll be a charge for those folks to pay for the propane and whatnot, but you'll pay right there at them, and I'm not sure it's $5 or something of that nature that they charge. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's very nominal. The balloons are tethered. They go up 50 feet or so, which is very nice, and then they come back down and do it again.
All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that, one, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA, and we are the brighter side of the 805. We're talking with Norm Hall right now. We're talking about the Camarillo Air Show, and it's 2004 Wings Over Camarillo. And I know you've got the veterans booth there, right?
Yes, we do, and these are primarily World War II veterans with some kind of inching off towards Korea and Vietnam, because we're losing our World War II veterans at the rate of about 1,500 a week, and there aren't many left, and we just lost one of our very famous World War II aces here this last week, and his name was Clyde East, and if you want to see more information about Clyde, just go to the Reagan Library. He's on the Wall of Heroes.
Oh, really? Okay, that's great. We support the Ronald Reagan Library here, too. You know, I was just there at the Cancer Gala at the airport, and I know you have the museum there, and there's just it's so exciting, you know? I mean, we got to go up in an airplane, not up, but in it, and it was like one of those war planes. That's scary. It's like, you know, you get to see all these great things there. What are people, do you have a lot of vendors that are going to be there and that kind of thing?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of local food vendors. You can get just about anything you want. Very good. So bring a little pocket change. And also there are dry good vendors. You can get sunglasses, hats, T-shirts, models, just about anything you name it will be there. So there's a lot of things to do in that regard, and we have a lot of things for the kids to do, a climbing wall and a bungee cord jump for the kids and a few things like that. So it truly is a family event.
Could you give, again, where it's going to be for any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now? Because I want them to be able to get over there to the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And I know it's today, Saturday, and 12 to 4:30, and then Sunday, 12 to 4:30. What is the website?
Okay, the website is wingsovercamarillo.com. The gates open at 9 a.m., and the flying starts at noon till 4:30.
Oh, so they can get there early. Okay, perfect. Okay. And again, can you give them directions or the website?
Yes. You can find that on the website, but just quickly, if you come down Highway 101, if you're coming from the southeast, you can come to the Las Posas exit. Turn and come over to the left. The second stoplight is Pleasant Valley Road. Take a left. You can't miss it. The airport's right there. The water tower's there. Conversely, if you're coming from Santa Barbara, you would get off to the right, stay to the right, and follow the lights down to Pleasant Valley Road and make a right. You're right there.
There you go. You know, I love going there, you know, and one time, many years ago, I was in Seattle, and I watched the Blue Angels.
I was just wondering if the Blue Angels would be
there. Are they going to be there?
No, our airspace is not capable of handling these high-speed jets. You need a lot of room.
Okay.
Ours, it goes up to about 8,000 feet, and it's a 3-mile radius, so we're pretty small to get jets in here to do aerobatic routines.
Okay.
We just don't have the space.
Will people be able to talk to the pilots?
Yes, absolutely, and that people are flying these airplanes generally very friendly, and they'll explain the airplane and what they do and some history of it. And all you have to do is catch them. Of course, they're not going to be available while they're flying.
Thank you very much. Better concentrate, right?
You bet.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm really excited to be a part of this, and thank you for being on here. And Norm Hall, and again, get your tickets. 2014 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, going to be another great thing to go and check out. So lots of fun for the kids and the whole family. So thank you so much, Norm.
Yes, and Kim, it's free parking. The shuttle bus is to the gate.
Oh, great. I'm glad you mentioned that. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and I would love to give something away right now. Let's. How about some Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks 3rd Annual Brew Fest? That is August 28th, and from 4 to 8 over in Thousand Oaks, Caneo Creek Park North. The tickets run from $35 to $45 at the door. $35 is prepaid and $45 at the door. But I've got a couple pairs right now. So let's open up the phone lines, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carol Whitaker. We're going to talk about her book, Ridiculously Happy. It looks amazing. And it's the secret of manifesting the life and body of your dreams. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And remember, it's all about listening, laughing, and learning here on the brighter side of the 805.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio here, and our next guest is Carol Whitaker and her book, Ridiculously Happy. God, could you imagine? I mean, life happens, but ridiculously happy. That's when you're kind of a... Francis, I mean, we've been talking about balancing our lives, right? Really being in balance. And so she's going to talk about the secret to manifesting the life and body of your dreams. And Carol, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Okay. It's a pleasure to be on your show again.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. And so talk to us a little bit about yourself and your book and you know, what you're doing.
I'd be happy to. My book is called Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams, as you mentioned earlier. And I am a lifestyle fitness coach. I specialize in life and body transformation to help people to truly live happier, healthier, more fulfilling lives. So like you said, balance is the key to happiness. If you're not balanced in your body, mind, and spirit, and you're not in harmony with who you really are, then life becomes chaotic, overwhelming, and confusing. So what I teach throughout my book, my readers learn, is how to truly live your dreams by living authentically and loving yourself, and your life transforms from the inside out.
Right. I know in the past we've talked about emotional cleansing, and talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Emotional cleansing is the key to transformation, any aspect of your life you want to improve. So if you want to have a better love life, have better health, shed a few pounds, become happier, or just be more content with life and less stressed, then the source of that is to cleanse or to release limiting beliefs or false beliefs that keep you bogged down in an emotional rut. So basically that means letting go of your past. Anything that you hold on to that has resentment or causes resistance within you, let it go. It doesn't serve you. All it does is keep you stuck in a rut. So if you let go of that by looking at the life lessons and looking for the silver lining in those experiences that cause you to have a little upset in your mind or in your stomach when you think about it, it gives you that little knot in your stomach, look for the silver lining. And then realize, you know what? What I learned from those life experiences, I learned this and this and this, and it made me a better person. And if I didn't have those experiences, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I'm on this new path, and thank you. And then as you start doing that,
you make it sound so easy.
Right.
I love that.
Well, yeah, you know, Carol, this is Frances. What I was thinking is that's interesting. An emotional, what was it called again?
Cleansing. Emotional cleansing. Yeah.
And so even just the idea of, like you said that, Kim, you said it sounds like that'd be so hard to do.
Right.
Well, what if you just took like 5 days and said, I'm going to see how I feel after I do it for 5 days, right? And then
absolutely.
And then you could continue on from there. But
because you're feeling right. better and you want to
yeah.
do more. And
but
more
the
and
idea,
more.
Maybe
yeah.
it
yeah.
sounds too daunting to go, how could you live like that? You know, how can I not let go of these things? Because they kind of become part of who you are.
A
when you're
part
whole,
of you.
Yeah.
Right. And Frances, it's good that you brought that up because it's exactly what happens. Our subconscious mind creates it and creates this paradigm. And this paradigm, which is a limiting belief about ourselves, whatever it might be, and that is, it becomes part of us. So that's why you have to look for the life lessons learned and appreciate what you learned for it to release it.
And it
that
takes up
key.
So much space.
Otherwise, it's too hard.
It takes up so much
you
space
like you're losing
in your
part
head.
Of you.
Right. And you know,
yes,
one thing.
Right,
this
it does.
This is Sherry Gaba. Hi, Carol. You know, one thing I know we know about the law of attraction working in our lives is feeling it in our bodies. So how do you recommend people actually feeling it in their bodies when they're not feeling it?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a great question.
That's a good one. Yes, our bodies are talking to us 24/7. In fact, in my book, I talked very specifically about listening to and understanding your body and as it communicates to you. So with the law of attraction, as you brought that in, that's perfect because our body is always expressing to us if we're in alignment with our heart's desires or if we're not. When we feel uncomfortable, we feel unhappy, we feel stressed, it's because we're not in sync or in alignment with that which we desire. And when you're in a funk and life is like, you know what, this is just too much. It might work for you, but it doesn't work for me. Well, that's not true. It works for all of us. Just take it a bite at a time, a step at a time. And like you were saying, Frances, just take it a day at a time. Try it for a day. Try to be more positive and try to forgive your past, forgive yourself for mistakes you've made, and come to love and appreciate who you truly are. And when you do that, it will bring down your emotional barriers and your energy blocks that you have in front of you, like the emotional walls, energy walls, so to speak, and then you're able to actually move forward with a little more hope and faith in yourself and in life in general.
When I was going through your book, you talked a lot about family. Tell us the importance of family.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate for family. Family is the foundation of a happy life. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the success in the world, but if you don't have a happy family life, you're not whole and complete, and you have a void within your heart. And that void is what you'll try to fill. And if you can't fill it through the love and relationship with your family, then it's easy to turn to food as an addiction or alcohol or whatever it might be to fill that void. So if you put family first by appreciating your family members, loving your spouse fully, and not trying to change them, oftentimes when we feel out of control of our own lives, we try to control other people's lives, and that causes contention. So when you love people, your family members, for who they are, and you forgive and forget easily if they hurt your feelings or make mistakes, whatever, then what they're going to do is mirror that back to you. And when they mirror that love and understanding and acceptance back to you, it makes for a very happy home.
So,
very
Carol,
happy home. And
you
lots
know,
of hugs and kisses.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, family is so important. But sometimes people don't have family. They could be a single person. They could be a single parent. They may not have had
or
kids.
You have a bad experience with
right.
family.
Yeah,
maybe
not
they're
to be
not,
with your family.
Yeah.
So I'm not to say that family isn't important. So what would you say to someone who doesn't have a family necessarily that they have that support from?
Well, if they have their own self, they're single, and they don't have family members around them, then they're their own family. They need to love and respect themselves. If they're single and they have family members like their brothers and sisters or siblings and their parents that they have odds with, that will have an empty void in their heart. With my coaching, I have so many clients that come to me, and they're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just, my life is good. I have a good job, but I'm not happy.
I'm like, all right, well, let's go back into your childhood. Tell me about your raising and your experiences. What are your emotions, your feelings you have attached to your childhood? And every single one of them have something that triggers their life experiences today. And once they recognize that and they realize, oh, yeah, so my dad wasn't the best dad, or he's an alcoholic, or my mom was abusive, or whatever it might be, when they're able to shift the way they look at their parents and forgive their parents, because I help teach them and help them understand that everyone does the best they know how. And
Carol, even though, are you a therapist?
Yeah. I'm not a therapist. I'm a healing energy therapist.
Okay. So when you take people through that, that's kind of a therapy, right?
It is, but it's not like a therapist, because I do it on an energy level. Okay. I help them understand, so it's different.
So walk us through how you would work with somebody.
So, for example, I worked with someone in Europe yesterday, one of my clients, and she said that she wants to be happy, and she wants to have a happy family, but she doesn't really know how to do this, and she doesn't understand why she feels contention within her, unfulfillment and sadness. And so as we were talking, and I said, okay, well, tell me about your spouse. And she got along great with her spouse, great with her kids, but she had this emptiness. And I said, well, tell me about your parents. And as we were talking, I could sense her dad had an issue with her. And I said, well, tell me about your father specifically. And as she told me about her father's an alcoholic, and he was very commanding and very judgmental of her actions and what she did and did not do. Well, what we did is I helped her understand and shift the paradigm in her mind of being this little child that's not good enough in her father's eyes to see herself as, you know what, my dad was just doing the best he knew how, and because he taught me this, I'm a great employee, I have an awesome company, I'm an awesome boss to my employees, and I love my life. And so as she did that, she was able to shift, I call it shifting, and she was able to shift the paradigm in her mindset to see that her parents really were doing the best they knew how. They weren't the best parents, but then I told her, and she came to understand, none of us are perfect. It's part of life. It's how we perceive our life. And as she shifted through that, she left the call just beaming and laughing and happy. And she emailed me later that day, a priest saying, I am so happy. I have not felt this happy in years. Thank you.
So let me ask you, was there something that you worked through to go into this industry?
Absolutely. I was very ill when I was younger. I had rheumatic fever, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, and those two viruses are in your system always. It's just a virus that's in you. And so when I was young and first married over 20 years ago, I was very, very ill. I was always in bed. And I decided, you know what, one day I'm like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, no. So I went to my knees. I asked for guidance. And before long, I started to get all this beautiful inspiration to study health and nutrition, to study the power of the mind, study the law of attraction, study all the different laws of the universe and how all comes to empower us. And as I did that, and to appreciate my body, and my body, rather than saying, oh, I feel so sick, I don't feel good, that's an affirmation. Over and over, I tell myself, oh, I don't feel good today, I'm so tired. But when I learned the chemistry and how your body physiology works with the power of the mind when it comes together, and I start changing my inner dialogue to that of, oh, yeah, I feel better today, I have more energy, life is good, I decided to change my mindset and focus. No matter how crappy I felt, I'm like, no, I'm not going there. I'm staying in this happy zone. I'm staying. And even though I have ups and down days, I'm more happy than not. And when I did that, my body got more energy. I healed and I became the life coach I am today. I've been doing it for over 15 years. So,
Carol, it seems like it's so important to just let things go. Don't keep them inside, because that's what causes the fatigue, the illness.
Yes.
Just let things go and don't harbor them. And also, like you were talking about the other person you worked with, it was things from her childhood. You can't change that. You have to grow from it, or it will affect you the rest of your life.
Right. That's exactly right. And oftentimes people that are addicted to food, it's because they have judgment, so they have a void with their parents. They don't talk to them anymore. They're mad at them or their siblings or whatever it might be. And they don't understand why they're addicted to food, and they keep wanting to have this emotional binging. And it's because they have that emptiness within their heart.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
Yeah, this is Frances, and I want a couple things. First of all, I really appreciate your what you have to say about energy, about the perceptions, really, because it really is in our perceptions that make and where we're going to focus our energy, right? So when you were sick and you were focusing on being sick, you're going to have more of sick. When you're focused on, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to be healthy, and you focus your actions and your thinking around that, you're going to create more of that. And then in terms of the food, I totally get what you're saying, because one of the things that I work with my clients on, and I totally get this, what you're saying is a lot of times we are I call our relationships our primary food, because that's really what feeds us, is our relationships. And so when our relationships aren't functioning and they're not well, we will turn to food to fill us up, right? And so that's something.
Emotional eating.
Yeah, emotional eating.
And that's kind of like when you self-medicate. Mm-hmm. It's like self, you know, I mean, it's kind of, we take it upon ourselves to make ourselves feel better, and we use the wrong tools. So what leads me to my next question, I do want to tell everybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. Thank you for making us one of your favorites here in the 805. We're talking with Carol Whitaker. We're talking about her book, Ridiculously Happy. What are some of the exercises that people can do to tap in to having a positive energy?
The first and foremost you need to do is love yourself unconditionally.
Yeah.
So what about your mistakes? Who cares? Nobody. We all have them. We all. Yeah. If you know anyone that's perfect, I sure don't.
No.
So love and accept yourself first and foremost. Believe in your power and ability to change your life accordingly to whatever your perfect life in your eyes look like, or what you long for and desire is meant for you. So trust it and believe it. Next, every time you look at yourself in the mirror, say, I love you. Mm. Look yourself in the eye, and then treat your body like it's your best friend. Stop beating it up. Stop criticizing it. Stop thinking, oh, when I lose 5 pounds, I lose 20 pounds, then I'll be happy. Uh-uh. It always starts from the inside out. So love yourself, appreciate your body, and then keep a gratitude journal. When you focus and write down what you're grateful for, it changes what you perceive in the world. It actually makes you look for, naturally, for things to be grateful for. And when you do that, you shift your energy and you attract back to you that like energy of thankfulness. And as you know the saying, when you're thankful for what you're thankful for, you'll always have more to be thankful for. So when you focus on gratitude and self-love and service to others, you will have so much more joy and happiness in your life that you literally will be ridiculously happy.
Wow, I love it. I mean, really, this is, I mean, it is. I always say fake it till you make it. So that's kind of like what you're saying in a sense. If you're having an unhappy time right now, is really just suck it up and get through it, and all of a sudden it'll start being happier.
And we all know things about our personality. I know for myself, I have like little mantras I'll say, like, one, you know, you might, being right is always, is sometimes a very lonely place to be. You could be right, but sometimes that's a very lonely place to be.
Yeah.
And another one,
do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy?
Exactly. And
right.
And then another one I say a lot to myself is, I forgive you, but I don't forget.
Right.
You know, just that kind of protection for yourself. And it's important to have those little things to say to yourself as you go through life, so you don't go down the same path all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Sherry Gabe again. Yeah. Carol, and I do work, you know, with depression, anxiety, and addiction. You know, no one's really talked today about mindfulness. What are your thoughts about mindfulness, being in the present moment? I mean, that can be an amazing
tool.
That's
everything. That's what your major power is. You can't live in the past. You live in the past, you're getting your energy behind you, and you try to focus on the future. That brings about doubts and worries because it's the unknown. Your power is in the present moment.
And how
your
do you teach somebody to do that with food in terms of, or maybe even you can answer that question.
Francis.
Francis, about how to be mindful when you're, so that you're not emotionally eating.
I think one of the first things is to ask, and this is what I tell my clients, is ask yourself, when all of a sudden, when you're feeling hungry, am I hungry for food?
That's really, you know, that's really a big thing, because you know how you like, you're craving something, and then you go, am I really hungry? I should just go to bed. You know, I mean, it's like that late night, or you feel like you want to sugar.
You're being conscious. You're asking yourself
a
question.
And you know what? And if you do choose to acknowledge the fact that you're not really hungry, but that you're going to eat anyways, at least you've made the acknowledgement and you are conscious of it. And don't beat yourself up. Do it. Make a healthful choice and write about it. Journal about it. What's really coming up for you?
The next day, beginner's mind, as Buddha says, we can start all over again.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Every day is a new day.
And you know, the other thing is, it's just like, you know, this show, okay, I have my morning show from 6 to 7. I hope that everybody joins us there. But if you need to restart your day, that's why my 2 o'clock show is here. It's all about, you can restart your day any day. You wake up, you know, you get halfway through the day and you're like, okay, this isn't working for me. And you just go, okay, I'm just going to stop, kind of meditate and restart.
Regroup. Start over.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I want to look into your book for a second. And what are we going to find when we look in there?
Oh, you'll find wonderful things. So my book is a head-to-toe, basically, makeover from inside out. And what it does is it teaches you a step-by-step approach how to let go. And I have exercises. I have my life experiences. I have success stories to back it up. And from there, it teaches you how to create your dreams by setting goals and affirmations, creating a reality board, a.k.a. vision board, and actually having an action plan and following through. And then it ends with eating clean and exercising. And like we've talked before, if you don't have a game plan and set in mind, you don't see yourself thin, you don't see yourself eating clean, you don't see yourself being happy, you never will be. You have to believe it to achieve it in all things. And so my book is a guideline to literally transform your life from the inside out in all aspects of life, from love to happiness to health and wealth. And everything around us, all of our life expression before us and the world before us, is that which resides within us.
I love it.
Belief system is all around us.
Right. And, you know, you talk about in your book having your internal GPS. And we all forget about that. We all forget. We just kind of go through the life and then, you know, but you've kind of wrote a couple things down in here in your book and how I came to love myself. I love that. You know, I mean, was there a time that you didn't love yourself, that you didn't put yourself first?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've always been grateful for who I am and so forth. But I was a fitness model. After I became healthy, I was so critical of myself. So critical of myself.
Well, I have to
so
tell you, your picture on your book, you're beautiful. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, no, you really are beautiful. Beautiful eyes, and you can just, you know, I mean, that's awesome. But you have in your book 5 ways to love you, and you talked about the one, say I love you often. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I always talk about on my show being your own best friend.
Absolutely, you should be your own best cheerleader.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to vote for yourself, how can you expect someone else to vote for you?
Yeah.
And that's that self-belief, that self-image comes into play.
Yeah, so
if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Right.
Right. So each day, wake up and look in the mirror and say, I love you. Compliment yourself each time you reflect in the mirror. Okay. When you practice saying, I love you daily, you'll start to actually believe it. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Love and respect your body. We all come in different sizes and shapes, right? And, that is an expression of love, right? Is to love your body and to respect it.
Oh, yes. Your body is an expression of your belief system and how you feel about yourself. So just like when I was talking earlier about when I was sick, I always thought, oh, I'm so sick. I have this horrible virus. And I mean, yeah, my body's like, yeah, you're right. We do. So here we go. And people that are sad and lonely, they beat up their bodies too because they turn to food. And then they eat the wrong foods, but they turn to food for comforts and it's this downward spiral effect,
right.
And then it just goes over and over again. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the next one is really interesting because this, I doing hair, I'm a hair therapist, and I see this so many times, wear flattering clothes. I mean, that, when you
absolutely.
Wear clothes that make you look and feel good, I mean, everybody in here is really nicely dressed.
Funny you say that, Kim, because, you know, some friends of mine were saying I was wearing too much black. And then I started to say, okay, I'm going to try to, you know, shake it up a little bit. And, you know, I feel better if I'm not wearing black all the time.
Yeah,
although I like
brighter. Even though I love black. But
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
But I started
it shakes
to,
it up a little bit.
Yeah, get some brightness in your clothes.
Just taking the time to complete your outfit, complete how you look, you always feel better.
Yeah.
Yep.
The next one is stop negative self-talk. Okay, you know, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm afraid of just walk in 1 foot in front of the other and know that everybody else is feeling the same darn thing, you know? And so just be your best. Whatever your best is, be your best. And take pride in your accomplishments. Definitely understand that, you know, give yourself credit for waking up, for getting up, for dressing, for being here today. And, you know, Carol Whitaker, again, her book, Ridiculously Happy. I love your message in there. I really do. That's why I had you back on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing everything, with us and your journey. That's what it's all about.
It is. And I'm so honored to be here. And you guys are so wonderful.
Well, thank you. Where
appreciate
do we find out more about you?
You can go to my website at carolwhitaker.com, and that's CarolWhitaker. and I have my services, and I even have a free PDF copy of my book and a free coaching, 20-minute coaching if you're interested.
Oh, very cool.
As a gift. Yeah, because yeah, I'm so passionate about empowering everyone. I want anyone to say, oh, I can't afford that. I wish I could. Uh-uh. I made it available for everyone.
I love
it. And then it's also, thank you, and then it's also available, my book's available as an audiobook because repetition's key in transforming your paradigms in your subconscious mind to create the life of your dreams.
Okay.
And so I have audiobooks so people can listen to it in their cars and so forth. And then I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, become one of my friends on Kim Pagano's show on Facebook so I can share you. So,
deal.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right, ladies, we are at the end of our show. Frances, I want you to give out your information one more time. And again, you know, if you haven't got your phone call in now to get a free consultation, it's not free, but it's a consultation that you will win here on the Kim Pagano Show, 419-0008. And just mention Frances Starr. It will help you. I'm telling you, you're not going to be sorry again. So what is your website?
CoreElementsWellness.com and or my number 2-805-277-1977.
Right. Okay. And thank you, Jennifer, Sherry,
welcome,
Tom, and all my listeners out there. Have an amazing day. I hope that you'll visit all these great things that we've been talking about. And again, I hope that you listen, laughed, and learned, and let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep going. And with that, I will talk to you later. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.